This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2156. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 15th, Algeria, Antarctica, Armenia, Australia, Bermuda, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Korea, South and North, Madagascar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Russia, Solomon Islands, Swaziland, Turkey, Yukug-Banai, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Gary Pence in Texas reports hearing one of the new transmitters from Algeria on 7200 in Arabic from midnight UT on September 14th. Also reported by John Hudak in Ontario, he says, I'm hearing it at good levels, but there could be some amateur interference from around 02 past 05 UT. Variety of programming, music, talk in Arabic, some French, and telephone call-in shows. And they're being heard well right across the North American continent via various remotes. The trouble is, as Wolfgang Bischel does not hesitate to point out, it's contrary to ITU regulations to broadcast on 7200 double sideband, because that is supposed to be the boundary frequency between the amateur band and the broadcast band. That is, unless the broadcasts are restricted to USB only, which this is not. He says of Algeria, they do not know what they are doing in the 41-meter band on 7200. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica via remote in Argentina, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. It was on the air Saturday, September 10th from 1454, but they were playing back a program from Friday, September 9th, which apparently was on the air to replace what should have been on Wednesday, September 7th. This chopped off the air seemingly early already at 1524. Then on Wednesday, September 14th, they cut on the air at 1452, and this time they lasted almost an hour until 1546. Via Rusty X, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports about Armenia. There is confusion between two 500-kilowatt medium-wave transmitters, and 19 UT 1377 has TWR in Persian, and 1395 the Overcomer Ministry in English. But they make a leapfrog mixing product on 1359. Monitoring remotely, Wolfgang Bischel says nothing observed of the amateurish low-power hobby stations from Australia between 5045 and 5060. But Ron Howard in California replies, here I almost daily hear the low-powered shortwave Australia on 4835, normally playing easy listening music and songs. Audio from about 1230 UT before my local sunrise. Earlier than that, I do have our carrier, but audio doesn't come up till closer to sunrise. It seems it might still be running only 200 watts. 4835 Shortwave Australia also reported by Gary Pence, remotely monitoring via Half Moon Bay, California, September 14th at 0950 with a ballad and a YLID recorded. And on 5055, he also reports Station 4KZ, which is in Queensland, an S7 signal on September 14th. During a cruise, Walt Samani from Victoria, BC says, I just spent a couple of days in Bermuda. During the day, there was nothing local on medium wave at all, despite some lists still showing 1160, 1280, 1450, and 1610. So, Bermuda ought to be an excellent place for medium wave DXing with no local interference. Via remote in the Canary Islands, Zaharias Nyangas in Greece reports an NID on 7400, September 15th, at 09 UT, playing some music, and a brief ID, he's not sure if it was in Portuguese, but if so, it might have been, as Mauno Ritula suggests, the Brazilian pirate Radio Casa. I hear again News Talk 1010 on 1010 kHz, September 14th at 0628. That's CFRB Toronto. No need for shortwave here. According to some pattern books, it has very little signal in my direction. However, radiolocator.com shows a quite different coverage area at night toward the southwest and the northeast, protecting, of course, WINS in New York City. These two full-power stations are pretty close together, so I wonder what it's like in mid-New York State. Carl Zuck replies, I live 45 miles due north of New York City, and WINS is supposed to be a dominant 50-kilowatt signal. I'm supposed to be within its nighttime primary coverage area. But CFRB and WINS battle each other every night, always have, and always will. I can usually null both of them apart to listen, but this cannot be done with an omnidirectional car radio antenna. Why this allocation was ever permitted, I don't know. As far as I can tell, CFRB simply stays on day pattern 24/7. For all intents and purposes, especially for casual listeners, no one would seriously listen to this maniacal mix. Noise level is abating a bit on the upper reaches of medium wave, so I'm glad to hear again one of the Canadian Coast Guard stations with weather, 2598 USB, September 15th at 0643. But all I heard was a notice that there were no gale warnings, and then it went off. On that frequency, it must have been from Newfoundland or vicinity, but DXinfoCenter.com schedules do not show any of them on the air at this hour, unless it was Placentia, which is scheduled at 0737, and maybe in the summer during DST it's on 1 hour earlier. The other channel to check for Nova Scotia and vicinity is 2749 USB. No report received. No report received. Over and over from Trenton Military 15034 USB, which is supposed to carry aviation weather and terminal forecasts. September 14th at 2220. In fact, they repeated over and over the same four airports at least five times in a row as having sent no reports. And the same thing was happening on the night frequency, much later, 6754 USB, September 15th at 0626. Furthermore, the time checks were 3 minutes slow. Obviously no human paying attention. And one more Canadian item from Andy Reid in Ontario. A marker for TVDXers has shut down. The 100-kilowatt Bancroft, Ontario transmitter of Global, call letters CIIITV-2 on Channel 2. That's one of the last, if not the last, full-power analog Channel 2 stations in North America. And I had seen it a number of times in the past. I think it was also being used for meteor scatter research, no longer possible. From China, just before 15 UT, CNR1 jammers against Sound of Hope are few and far between. On September 15th, I band scanned all the way from below 8 MHz to above 16 MHz, and the only ones I was hearing even as carriers were these three, 13530, 13130, and 13020. Now I was checking only the way out of band areas, not the in bands. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. The Bauta transmitter site had three English frequencies still on the air after 0630 UT, September 15th. 6165, 6100, and 6060. This resulted in leapfrog mixing products among some, but not all of them. I could detect at least carriers or some audio on these, 6140, 6230, and 5955. Oh, and one more, 6035. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports a clandestine for Ethiopia on 15400. It's radio OMN-ABO, which stands for Oromo National Media, Arara Biolesa Oromia, transmitted via IRS Romania, September 10th. This fair signal on a Saturday morning, on at 14:59 with thumping march theme music, a while announcement in echo, excited OM haranguing, 15:03 a Basie OM, a live studio announcer with news, and an interview at 15:10. September 13th at 0613 on 9670, I heard some pop music. Must be Channel 292 Germany, but checking their day-by-day program schedule, it says, between 05 and 10 UT, September 12th through 17th, may be off-air for some time due to maintenance work all week. The diligent Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, keeps checking 3325 for Voice of Indonesia via the Palangkaraya site, and he says as of September 11th, it's been silent now for about a month. As predicted, Rai turned off the remaining medium-wave transmitters in Italy on September 11th, but not without objection. Here is an article by Marco Ugo Barsotti, originally in Italian, part of it. He says, without official communication, the most ecological and reliable way to listen to radio is closed, a risk for a nation exposed to natural disasters and power outages. It is assumed the number of listeners is now negligible, but it has been an eco-friendly medium. If you look at the antenna in Milan, consuming about 60 kilowatts, it serves almost all of Lombardy with a consumption of about 0.006 watt per inhabitant. Remember, AM radio has negligible costs, requires no subscription, and batteries have a ridiculously long life. Well, there's much more to this article, which appeared in Radio Du Monde. The original came from www.nicolaporro.it. Ron Howard reports on the clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, September 12th. Echo of Hope, VOH, after two consecutive weeks on the same frequencies, finally made a Monday change. 3985-4890-5995-6255-6350 and 9105 at 1147 UT. And Voice of Freedom, 6045 at 1158. He says the North Korean jamming was lighter than normal, so better VOF reception. As we are almost out of summer, I wondered whether there could still be any DX propagation in the middle of our night on 60 meters. Yes, the two Talata Madagascar relay frequencies, the only signals on the band, still are audible. They have a large trans-equatorial advantage, that is at 0621 UT, 17790, which is AWR in French, and 17530.024, as usual an offset carrier, carrying BBC World Service in English between 06 and 08. I continue to monitor for Voice of Nigeria, which apparently is using only one frequency now, 7254.933. After 06 UT, I check it direct to here, and sometimes it's on the air and sometimes not. And for their evening broadcast, which it was supposed to be on 11770, 7255 minus shows up into the Canary Islands remote receiver, various times between 17 and 19 UT, but once again, you never know whether it will be on the air or off. It may be cutting on and off during the transmission, as was the case September 15th. I was hearing it at first at 1724, but it was gone at 1801, uncovering Tibet with music which went off as scheduled at 1805, and still no Nigeria at 1830. The Tulsa, Oklahoma station in Spanish, KETU 1120, is supposed to be a daytimer only, but September 14th at 0627, it was causing heavy interference to clear channel KMOX St. Louis. But the next night, no sign of it, KMOX in the clear. Another Oklahoma oddity here in Enid, a local CB pirate on 27185, relays some broadcast stations. It was KHRK the Hawk 97.7, heard at various times on September 3rd, 5th, and 10th. And then on the 11th and 12th, it was KXLS 95.7 being relayed, with very under modulation. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2156. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, voluntary financial support is much appreciated. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, it may be sent via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Here's an interesting report from Ghent, Belgium, Herman Content, which led to a lot of interesting discussion in our World of Radio group. He says via the remote receiver in Haparanda, Sweden, I hear QSOs in Russian, it seems, AM mode. They talk on top of each other like CB 27 megahertz, and he gives a list of the exact frequencies where he's been hearing these two ways. 3029.75, 3049.30, 3076.30, 3094.92, 3101.44, 3147.06, and 3165.68. He says, I do not think they are legal. I never hear them give any call sign. And he sent a recording of one of them between 1905 and 1915 UT on September 10th. Tom, DF5JL, conjectured these might be nomadic reindeer herders in remote Lapland who cannot communicate any other way using military surplus equipment. But listening to it, Arthur Posner says this is in pure Russian, no accent whatsoever. Then Roger in Germany comes up with some Russian websites discussing this and says, Russian communications in the 3 megahertz range have more to do with the Bay of Free Waves than Sami reindeer herders. Around 3 megahertz, this is supposed to be an aeronautical communications band. And Roger also finds something from a Ukrainian forum. Sources of radio interference on the aero frequency 3016. Numerous AM stations between 22 and 06 hours. Unstable carriers like 3014.25 and 3017. 3016 is for air navigation, so these need to be suppressed. Actually, that discussion goes back as far as 10 years ago. And Igor, presumably a Russian or in Russia, tells us, this is in Russian, absolutely no doubt. These are free operators talking about transceivers. From mk.ru, September 4th, in translation via RusDX. The Tuva phenomenon in radio interception has baffled the intelligence of the armed forces of Ukraine. During the Russian special operation, Ukrainian intelligence was puzzled by the Tuvan phenomenon. Announced on Sunday by the Ministry of Defense of Russian Federation, the hearers from the armed forces of Ukraine cannot recognize the conversation of Tuvan signalmen, who use only their native language. Instructor Nikolai Chamyan said the Tuvans were doing this on purpose. We use our national language, Tuvan, so that in the event of a radio interception, the enemy could not understand what was being said. They did the same during the Great Patriotic War. A similar situation, of course, to the American Navajo-Indian Wind Talkers. A reminder of our report last week about Solomon Islands Broadcasting offering a special EQSL for their 70th anniversary on one day only, Friday, September 23rd, on 5020, or 1035 medium wave. Yuba has been missing lately from 5025, which makes it easier, such as September 11th. At 0710, I had presumed Solomon's barely audible on 5020. Ron Howard in California, of course, has also been monitoring it. He says at 0741, it was better than usual with no Cuba, with commercial announcements and PSAs and preaching. At 0800, Calliope and news in English. On Sunday, it stayed on past 1200 with nonstop religious songs past 1315. I've been hearing Transworld Radio Swaziland, now identifying as from Eswatini, September 11th at 1458, or 11880, their music box interval signal before a Somali broadcast at 15. And also September 14th on 9585, the music box interval signal again at 1454, and at 1455 opening Malgache for Madagascar. It's soon followed by co-channel interference, making a fast subaudible heterodyne, which would be CRI in Japanese, but maybe that's not a problem in Madagascar. Voice of Turkey continues to be entertaining when it manages to be on the air. 9830 English to North America at 22 UT. On September 12th, Feeling Supreme was underway at 2228, this time natural remedies for head lice. But I missed the first 9 of 12. The 10th one is garlic. Not a problem here, but attention, all SWLs with head lice. You've got to listen to Voice of Turkey. And then a bit later, another feature, Did You Know That?, about a town on the Aegean with the most beautiful beach in the world. She of the heavy accent mentioned the name several times, but I never could understand it. So does she ever spell it? Of course not. Something's always awry at Ankara. Well, surely one could find on the web a roster of the thousands of beautiful beaches in the world, with this one atop it, right? The Queen's untimely death led to the cancellation of the last night of the proms, which would have been September 10th on BBC, as well as the previous two nights. We've been listening to some of them via BBC Sounds on Demand. They were supposedly going to be available for only 30 days after the last night, which means the availability may cease about October 8th. That was according to announcements on air. However, some of the files on the website said it would be available for a full year, so that's very confusing. Among amateur radio special events is Route 66 on the air. I ran across a station participating in this, W6F, on Route 66 in Kingman, Arizona, September 13th at 21:23 on 18164.2 USB. There's much more about this at the headquarters of the event. Look at W6JBT.org. The dates are September 10th to 18th only. There are many more stations participating in the one-by-one calls, W6A and on up, ranging from California to Illinois, including some in Oklahoma, and even a tiny corner of Kansas. If you can hear them or work them, you might get a certificate. If you're listening to World of Radio and medium wave in Europe, especially around northeast Italy, always check both frequencies from AM Italia, 918 and 1323 kHz. You never know whether both of them will be on the air or not, but one of them may well provide better reception than the other. World of Radio times are Friday at 1815 UT, except this week, September 16th, being the third Friday when we're preempted, and not on 7290 either, but back following weeks. And then there's another broadcast on medium wave only, Friday at 2030, and finally on Sunday at 20 UT. Although supposedly scheduled 24 hours, World's Last Chance Radio via the superstition WBCQ 9330 has been missing before and after 15 UT, or at least four dates the past week. And it's scheduled for nothing but English between 11 and midnight UT, all at an azimuth of 253 degrees. Why that azimuth? I have not realized until tracking it on my NGS globe with geometer that it's aimed right at me in Enid. They've been dedicated from the outset to convincing me that the world is flat. Thus, no one is in a better position than I to divine whether 9330 be on the air or not during all those hours. 253 also crosses near Detroit, out of the USA east of El Paso, and out of North America across Baja California Sur. It eventually hits Tahiti and New Zealand. And this is 8 degrees beyond the nominal beam for all the classic WBCQ antenna transmitters, 245 degrees. Since they're stuck on 9330 only, for a while they were compensating by hiring time elsewhere, still identifying as if WBCQ, registered with HFCC for Spaceline Sofia, Bulgaria, for Alan H. Weiner, 07 to 12 on 13840 and 17520, and 07 to 15 on 15780, all daily, multilingual, 250 kilowatts at 156 degrees, for targets from Libya to Sudan to Kenya and Turkey through the Arabian Peninsula, and including the Egyptian headquarters of the cosmetics magnate instigator, an alien who could not own a U.S. shortwave station directly. But has anyone heard these Bulgarian relays lately? I've not seen them reported. Checking the Radio Angela schedule on 5130, I see something interesting for only 5 minutes on the third Monday of September, that is UT Tuesday, September 20th, at 0355. El Gringo Viejo con mucha cuerda. It's in Spanish, but it's Scott Hadley presenting a custom-tailored version of his popular short on XHBUAP, presenting early recordings made in Latin America. Where is that station? 96.9, a college station in Heroica Puebla de Zaragoza. BUAP stands for Benemérita Universidad Autónoma de Puebla, meaning meritorious or worthy. Autonomy is a big thing among Mexican universities, unlike the USA. 5970 Radio Católica Mundial in Alabama has still been missing from its times in the evenings, nor heard overnight, but Ivo Ivanov Bulgaria was hearing it signing on at 12 UT, September 13th via remote in Florida, allegedly for a couple of hours until the day frequency, 12050. Following up my report last week of hymns on 850, interfering with KOA Denver around 07 UT, on September 8th, believed to come from KFUO, the LCMS station in St. Louis. The next night, I heard it definitely signing off at 0115 UT, as scheduled for Denver sunset, so not positive what it was before. Following up another item last week, that WTNI 1640, Biloxi, Mississippi, had gone off the air. This from Harry Initial S. in Atlanta, Georgia. As of September 9th, he says it's back on the air with a steady, constantly on signal, and always slightly offset, 13 hertz plus. They seem to finally fix the on-off cycling, which had grown progressively worse over the course of months. However, this week when they came back on air, the modulation or audio was somewhat wobbly when music was playing, but it seems to be clear when there are just voice announcements. The main AM carrier is steady, so the problem seems to be the modulation or audio feed. They've also fixed their online feed after being offline for months via v7player.wostreaming.net/7316. The audio is clean but in mono. On-air branding is always Bob 106.3, referring to the FM translator W292 CD, associated with simulcasted sister station WANG 1490. You now know more about the late Larry Godwin we mentioned last week, a medium wave DXer. But the obituary from the funeral home in Missoula does not even mention that. Beyond DXing, he was a PhD, professor of accounting at several universities, Colorado, Montana, and Oregon. Another significant departure is Lowry Mays, founder of the largest radio station owner in the U.S., first known as Clear Channel and now known as iHeart. He was 87. Lowrymays. His obit appeared in thedesk.net. Many of us continue to hear Radio Vanuatu on two separate strange sets of harmonically related frequencies. Brian Clark in New Zealand got a reply from Adrian Sainsbury at RNZ. I heard months ago the company that made the transmitter has gone out of business. That raises the problem of spare parts, plus no local technical expertise available. The solution will be very expensive, and who knows if it will happen anytime soon. Ron Howard found a related item 3 years ago at swelling.com. A 10-kilowatt HF transmitter manufactured by Hanjin Electronics of South Korea will be installed at Emton Lagoon on Efate to be commissioned before the end of 2019. Now, before 07UT, the frequencies are just slightly above 3966, 7932, where it's best heard, and 11898. After 07, Wolfgang Büchert measured them on exactly 4310.191, 8620.382, and 12930.5723. The same date at 0853, Gary Pence had good signals on those frequencies into the remote at Half Moon Bay, California, and made this recording September 13th at 0759 on 12930.57. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field, unsettled to active, 13 to 18 September, 23 September to 8 October. G1 minor levels likely on September 17th, ANK indices of 20 and 5. And G2 moderate levels likely on 1 October, ANK indices of 50 and 6. Solar flux dropping from 136 September 16th into the 120s from September 18th onwards. And thus concludes World of Radio 2156. Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening and inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.